With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Democrats are threatening a government shutdown unless major changes are made to federal immigration enforcement in Minnesota and elsewhere. After a pair of fatal shootings by ICE officers when they were threatened by demonstrators, the administration's border czar Tom Homan says they are making some adjustments.
The mission is going to improve because of the changes we're making internally. No agency or organization is perfect. President Trump and I, along with others in the administration, have recognized that certain improvements could and should be made. That's exactly what I'm doing here.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio defended the administration's foreign policy yesterday during testimony on Capitol Hill.
Appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Rubio staunchly defended President Trump's military operation to capture Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, and he claimed there's good and decent progress being made in that country. For the most part, Republicans praised the Venezuelan operation, while Democrats were skeptical and wanted more transparency.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. More winter weather on the way for some parts of the East Coast. Mark Miller is with the National Weather Service.
Right now, it's looking like it's mostly going to be across the Carolinas into the southern mid-Atlantic.
All that comes even as much of the country is still digging out from last weekend's storm that left dozens of people dead and hundreds of thousands with no electricity. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
At the Mississippi state line in Hardin County, Tennessee, the county's emergency management director says people are prepared to manage a couple of days without power, but they can't go on much longer than that. There are more than 96,000 homes and businesses without power in Nashville, Tennessee. Forecasters say sub-freezing temperatures will continue in the eastern U.S. into February, and a new influx of Arctic air will arrive this weekend. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. A lot of Americans are upset about the anti-ICE demonstrators who burst into a church in Minnesota this month. Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says he understands the feeling.
There's a very interesting statement in Scripture that we are to be angry but sin not. So the emotions are not wrong. They just have to be put in their proper context. We still have a job to do.
And he has nothing but praise for the way the congregation has handled things.
And I think actually City's Church there in St. Paul has modeled that very well. They haven't backed down a bit from speaking directly to the invasion of their church. But they're also really clear, you know, we're here to be the church, part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got a job to do, and we're going to continue to do it.
Dr. Moeller was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. A prominent civil rights attorney and at least two other people involved in the protest have been arrested. If convicted, they could be sentenced to time behind bars. This is SRN News. And now here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
So far, we've seen mixed results from big tech. Meta shares jumped 8.8% after the company behind Facebook and Instagram cruised past Wall Street sales and profit goals. Tesla rose 2.2%, while Microsoft shares slid nearly 7% overnight. Apple reports after today's closing bell. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the outlook for the U.S. economy has clearly improved and that the labor market stabilized since the Fed's last meeting. With that in mind, the central bank has decided against another interest rate cut at this time. Precious metals. Gold has pushed to new heights, jumping another 4.3% to $5,530 per ounce. Silver has also set a record. It rose nearly 5% to $119.07. I'm Rich Thomason.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.